Hi there, this is Tracy. I'm standing in a new spot today. I don't usually stand here to make my videos, but the sun is coming in and it's absolutely gorgeous. A helicopter just flew by, like really flew by, and was really low, so it was cool to be able to see that. So I am here today to pose a question to you. And it's something that I've been thinking about and exploring in my mind and in my recovery this week. And one of the things that has come up to me, which is something that I have always sort of battled, if you would, are you afraid or threatened by authority figures? Think about a police officer. For me, if I get pulled over, even if I'm going 40 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone, I feel guilty right away. I feel like I've done something wrong, and I'm threatened and very intimidated by authority figures. I'm not sure where that comes from. I'm sure it's from my childhood. And I know that a lot of victims have this same vulnerability, that we just don't feel like we don't feel comfortable and getting in trouble. You know, it's like I didn't do anything wrong my whole life to not get in trouble. And then when you're faced with court, you're faced with fighting for your life in court, you're faced with battling in the police station, all of these things are, they put us in a really awkward position that we get flustered by very easily. And this week I had something come up, and I'm thinking about is that we can't change the way someone thinks. I know this is kind of going off, what are you talking about with the police and the judges and the courts? And then how are you going into this segue to not taking on what other people think and say, because we do that as codependent, people-pleasing people. We tend to take on the world, and if someone says something bad about us, we take it on personally, and that isn't good, guys and girls. We have to look at things objectively for ourselves. We have to learn that people are going to have different opinions. We can't please all the people all the time. We can't change somebody, right? We know we can't change the narcissist. We know we can't change their behaviors. We can't make them better by loving them more. Of course, we all tried. I know that you're here because you've tried that. We can't change how someone views something that we've done or something that we perceive or that's happened to us. What we can change is how we handle it in our own mind, and to know that you didn't do something wrong. If someone's gaslighting you and telling you that you're a bad mother, don't take that on. Don't own that. Know your own truth and hold on to your truth, because if you allow that to affect you, if you allow that to empower itself into you, you're going to lose your power. Believe in yourself. It's time to start believing. When you didn't do something wrong, don't listen to them. Don't listen to someone, no matter what authority they have. You know, being told things in a legal situation, in court, divorcing, fighting, it's so easy to feel guilty that you've done something wrong. And of course, there's the victim blaming, that why did you stay? What were you thinking? You deserved it. For me, I still have friends that say I shouldn't have gone over to my abuser's house to forgive him, that was the stupidest thing I ever did. And I beg to differ with those friends that still have that opinion, or let's say ex-friends that still have that opinion, because I don't know why I went over to his house. For those of you that don't know this story, I'm jumping around today like a hot potato. I went over to my narcissist's house, ex-narcissist's house, to forgive him for cheating with someone, and he had me arrested. And that whole process is what's driving this authority thing, right? I was arrested, I was handcuffed, I was taken away. I felt so guilty, like I'd done something wrong. And this is the part we have to realize, that, yep, maybe I shouldn't have gone there, but I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't steal, I didn't lie, I didn't cheat, I didn't do something with malicious intent. And it's so easy to be caught with the fact that you're in trouble and you've done this, and a judge of all the high people in the world, a judge is now telling you, you are on probation and you have to do, you know, domestic violence classes and community service and all of this. It just crushes yourself. So even if you're paying that penalty and that, like for me, all of those consequences, I have to learn and tell myself that I did not do something warranting this, and that the belief and what happened ultimately was not something I did. I was still the good person that I always was. And so taking on that kind of blame, if your narcissist is telling you you're a terrible father, you are abusive, don't take that on. Hold on to your truth and believe it. Because if you let them come into your brain and have that power, because they're a judge, because they're police, because they are your mother telling that you've done something wrong, you're giving away your power. And it's time to stop giving away power. If we look at why we were abused, it's because we didn't say no. We didn't stand up for ourselves, and we didn't enable ourselves to be strong. So that's my message for today. And just be strong, because you deserve it and you know your own truth. And the only way to stop gaslighting of things that are said about you is to know and hold on to your truth and believe in yourself. Give yourself that benefit of love to say, I didn't do that. And I'll take the consequences. I'll do what I have to do, because I am, when they go low, we go high, right? I love that line. And that's what I'm just trying to tell you here. So that's all I got. Visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com. Lots of resources for you to get healed, to find help wherever you live. So thank you so much. This is Tracy. Subscribe to my channel, and I'll see you soon.